Visiting with Waverly boys basketball coach Tyler Williams here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you're 0-5, but you got to be learning some things about your ball club here in the month of December.
We are, and you know, 0-5 is definitely frustrating for me and the boys, but you know, I know they're frustrated, but they've remained positive, upbeat. Our practices haven't, you know, dropped off because of how it's going with our record. They're still bought in. They're still working hard, and they're still fun to be around. We're learning a lot of things, young kids, and hoping we can get acclimated to what we're trying to accomplish.
And I know you were mentioning a couple of weeks ago about Dustin Foster and hopefully getting him back soon. Are you guys still trying to get healthy?
Yeah, he won't be back till partway through January. So
okay.
Yeah, we're starting with two freshmen right now, and you know, and they're doing a good job. It's just, you know, it's a learning process, and while we're also in a learning process, we probably have one of the toughest schedules in our division, so to start the season. So it's a trial by fire.
What does it mean to be tested early?
Well, it can be good and bad. It's not great for confidence, but it's good for them to understand, you know, we're seeing stuff right now that's, you know, really tough, and we're trying to find ways through it. And if we can figure out little things when we play the teams that are more our level, I feel like we'll be more ready to go.
Can you talk about the freshmen that you're starting right now and knowing they're gaining some valuable reps right now, because eventually they're going to play more minutes than what they are now, or maybe even equal?
Yeah, well, our freshmen, they came, you know, all our kids that are in right now, we're juniors and down, basically. And all of them had success in junior high. And, you know, we're just not getting them all together quite yet, especially with, you know, injuries and whatever else. But, you know, our freshman, Maxwell McNabb's had to play some point guard. And, you know, he's never really played a whole lot of point guard, so he's learning a ton there. And then Kaiser Franz, he's been playing one of our off guards, and he's never really been a scorer for us, even in junior high, and he's had 15 and 11 the last two games. So, you know, we're seeing good things from those freshmen. It's, again, huge learning curve.
And I know on Tuesday night, playing Opie, a really good basketball team in the league opener, and you got to know the Lyon County League, and I've spoken to multiple coaches about this here over the last couple of weeks, but the league is pretty good from top to bottom.
Oh yeah, it's a fantastic league, and I think we've seen the top two teams already in Burlingame and Opie, and yeah, I think our league is one of the toughest leagues in the state by far in the 1A, 2A divisions. And yeah, I've been in North Central Kansas and Northwest Kansas, and I don't think anything touches the LCL.
Visiting with Waverly boys basketball coach Tyler Williams here on the Area Coach's Corner. You get Madison at Madison tomorrow. The Bulldogs coming off their first loss of the season to Lebo on Tuesday. Then when you come back from a holiday break, you draw Lebo, and then you have Northern Heights on January 10th, and then on January 14th, you'll play Melvern in Meredithine Valley. So there's some opportunities there to get better and hopefully get the pieces back and continue to learn some more things here this season.
that's what's for, huh? Yep. Yeah, we look forward to that part of the season. I mean, it's again, teams are more our at least our enrollment level, so that right there will be nice to see.
What's big for you guys, especially tomorrow? You know, hopefully getting a little bit of confidence, taking a step in the right direction, heading into the holiday break with some time to work on some things before January 7th comes around.
Honestly, just keep doing what we've been doing. We'll be okay. I mean, we played Madison this summer, and we were very competitive with them this summer, and I feel like if we do what we're capable of doing, we'll be just fine. We just got to continue to play defense with intensity, rebound the ball. We've rebounded the ball really well the past couple of games compared to how we started the season. And, you know, just finding each other, getting each other open, getting each other shots, and seeing some of those shots go in.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tomorrow with Madison. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Best of luck coming up your first three games in January with Lebo, Northern Heights, in Meredosine Valley and talk to you again on January 16th.
All right, great. Thank you.
That is Waverly Boys Basketball Coach Tyler Williams joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by the First National Bank of Kansas, Seward Services, LLC, and MT Networks on KVOE, live and local.